She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
You know, I often see ads, Andrea, or hear ads on the radio for different male, either, I don't know if it's enhancement or performance. Some of them are natural, some of them aren't. But I get really curious what works, what doesn't work. What's just a lot of hype. So I'm so excited to have the wonderful Dr. Dudley Danoff on the program. He is fantastic. He is a urologist, and he's a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and author of Penis Power, The Ultimate Guide to Males' Sexual Health. I've had the honor of speaking with him many times. He is awesome. Hello, Dr. Danoff.
Hello, hello.
It is so great to have you on the program. So I mentioned at the beginning about a lot of these ads. Tell us about what's going on out there in terms of natural remedies for different penile issues. I don't think I've ever said the word penile before.
Well, it is a word. It's not pejorative. It's a body part. The penis to the urologist is what the stomach is to the gastroenterologist. Let's get over it.
So, love that.
Well, the reality is what's out there is between your ears and not between your legs. The power of positive thinking, the placebo effect, but all of these advertisements that are not FDA approved, extends, and many of those things are really psychological. They have no medical basis. They can't make your penis longer or wider or fatter. I mean, obviously, there are legitimate drugs in the Viagra group, Cialis, Levitra, but mostly it's from the heart. It's what you feel. It's emotion. It's between the two people who care about each other.
Yeah, I think it makes a big difference. And that's what I love, why I love to talk with you, because you bring up that important emotional connection that one has. And then you also talk about that there are things that can happen even if you have a good emotional connection. What are some of the typical issues you see with men's sexual health?
Well, I mean, biggest is self-doubt. So if you doubt your performance, it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy, an ever-increasing circle. Doubt breeds doubt until there's nothing left. So that's the biggest. Anger is another one. That's a terrible downside to male sexuality. So we have to keep anger. We have to keep doubt absolutely out of the bedroom.
And what ways do you help your patients do that? And especially if they're coming to see you and they think you're going to say, oh, try this pill or that, and you're like, you seem a little angry. Are they taken aback? How do they respond?
Well, part of my job is to hear what a patient says as much as I hear what he doesn't say. Men are very reluctant to talk about sexual malfunction or ED, but we get around it. I can see through it. I mean, that's my job. I've been doing it for 40 years. So I reassure them there's nothing to be ashamed about. I suggest that they read my book for some good suggestions. One of the things that we do is we try to evaluate them medically. We do a complete blood panel, make sure they don't have pituitary malfunction, they don't have adrenal malfunction, they don't have low testosterone. So we do, they don't have diabetes. All of those things will impact negatively on erectile function.
You know, what if someone was having trouble with, you know, erectile function like you're talking about? Are there any natural supplements that could be used to help treat that?
Well, I mean, other than good diet, high protein, low fat, you want to stay away from anything that's going to clog up your arteries, good exercise. But I don't know that there's a drug out there that's the magic pill or that will equal Viagra. I mean, Viagra is a very specific pill, and I don't know of a natural substance that actually mimics Viagra. There is a drug, Sol Palmetto, which promotes prostate health, which has the same chemical profile as something called finasteride. That's a natural substance that's used very widely. But in terms of, you know, erectile hardness, increasing blood flow, I am not aware of any legitimate natural product that does that.
And what about when it comes to prostate issues? Are there any recommendations that you could, you know, provide our listeners with in terms of keeping their prostate healthy? I know my dad, he's in his 70s, and he was recently telling me that, you know, he goes for regular blood tests and that he was having some issues. So I guess just explain a little bit about the prostate, what it does, and how we can encourage the men in our lives to keep it healthy.
Well, the prostate is like a donut or a collar around the neck of the bladder. So as a man gets older, the donut gets bigger and the hole in the donut gets smaller, and men have great difficulty in urinating, incomplete bladder emptying. They have to get up at night. They dribble. The way we do that, there are medications that both decrease the size of the donut and increase the size of the hole in the donut. So those are things that we can actually do. We want to be sure that a man doesn't have prostate cancer. So we recommend that everybody over 40 get a digital rectal exam, which is like an examination of the breast, and a PSA test, which is controversial but still of great value. And then there are actual treatments for it. Good, healthy lifestyle, exercise, again, low-fat diet, high protein, no smoking. All of those things promote prostate health.
You mentioned a minute ago about the prostate and related to, I guess, to urinating. And my dad was telling me that he recently got a bladder infection that really knocked him out completely. Is that something that's common with men as their, I guess, as the prostate enlarges? And is there ways that they can help prevent that?
Yes, it's very common. And the reason for that is we have incomplete bladder emptying. So you have a lot of urine which remains in the bladder after a man thinks he's finished urinating. That's stasis. It's a perfect media for infection, and it can be very, very devastating. To promote prostate health, if a patient is having trouble urinating, he should be on medication to both shrink the size of his prostate and open the hole in the prostate to allow more complete bladder emptying. So those are the things that can be done. And then there are simple surgical procedures using laser, using balloon dilation, using microwave, in which we can, again, make the hole in the donut bigger without being very invasive. So there are proactive things we can do as physicians, and there are proactive things that patients can do.
Well, I know sometimes, doctor, that prostate issues can affect, you know, a man's sexual function. And how do you deal with that and help them to get as much function as they can? Do you usually have to rely on the Viagra or other drugs, or is there some other things?
Well, a lot of people abuse Viagra. A lot of people are using it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a performance-enhancing drug. I mean, that's all it is. It's not a drug of desire. As men get older, they can't jump as high. They can't run as fast. Their arteries are not as patent as they once were. So there are many older men who need Viagra to get an adequate erection. But there's also a lot of younger men that are using it unnecessarily for purely for performance enhancement.
Which I think abusing anything is not right. So I think, like anything, we have to be smart about, you know, what we're taking. I just want to go back, you know, 1 second to what you said at the beginning of the show about, you know, using proper words like penis, and these are parts of our bodies. And I just have a cute little story as we come to the end of the interview. My 2-year-old daughter, her new favorite word is penis, and she uses it in every single set. I mean, it's really cute, and you are like the perfect person I am talking to today, because I have been like, you know, everyone laughs and everyone kind of thinks it's funny, but she literally incorporates it into every single sentence. And
she's doing the right thing.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I really, you know, we don't, I mean, in our house, we will not say that's a bad word. And she thinks it's a bad word, and she does, you know, she'll get shy.
Yeah, well, that's part of what my mission is. You know, here I went to Princeton and Yale and wrote a legitimate book, Male Sexual Health. And there's a lot of pushback from the mainstream media about the use of word penis on the cover of that book. I mean, it's astounding in the 21st century in America, you know, that a legitimate doctor, mainstream, can't write a book, a legitimate, funny, insightful book, without people laughing about the word penis on the cover. It's amazing.
You know, I totally agree. And we tell her, Dr. Danoff, that it's not a bad word. And that, you know, I even had my mother come in and say, oh, it's, you know, that's what we make pee-pees from. Like, she's 2, so we have to get down to her level. But
right.
I absolutely agree. And I think everyone needs to use the proper words. But unfortunately, we're out of the time for our call today. But thank you, Dr. Danoff, for even, you know, confirming that for me. I appreciate you being on our show today.
Always a pleasure, and good luck with your daughter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.